Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. AdelaideOval.com.au/football membership.
Roo, talking about this home invasion in Sydney.
Yep.
So a fella at about 7:30 in the morning is in the lounge room of a house that he's invading. He's confronted by the owner.
Yep.
And in the struggle, in the process, he passes out.
Yep. Passes out, and then they try to get some CPR happening from some neighbours. Tried to do the right thing. He didn't make it through and died. Had a little kid in the house. The dogs were barking. I mean, it's 7:30 in the morning. You get up and you protect yourself,
so
don't you?
So the homeowner's been taken away by police for questioning. I just want to know what your rights are. When does the self-defence argument kick in, or can that kick in? Is that a defence in a court of law? I don't know. What would happen? Let's go to a senior associate at Caldecott Lawyers here in Adelaide. Is Jason Evetts. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, can you defend yourself on your own property? How far can you go?
You can use whatever means that you have that are reasonable and lawful.
Reasonable and lawful. Now, is that fairly ambiguous, or not ambiguous, but is that a bit...
Well, it's not... No, it's pretty clear. You can't use a weapon in preparation of having somebody break into your house, for example. You can't pull out a gun that's loaded and by your bedside.
Right.
But you could use reasonable force to defend yourself, and it really is dependent on the circumstances, and it makes sure that it's proportionate.
Okay, so the next question is, if you were defending me and I say, but he had a gun, can I pull out a gun? Is that self-defence?
If you've got a firearm that's licensed, you're registered, you know, you've got to meet all the criteria that matches the law. You can't pre-arm yourself. That's an important consideration.
What if you got, say, like a little baseball bat near your bed because you're worried that it's going to happen, or it's happened before, or your neighbours have had it? You've got that there, and you give them a couple of smacks with it.
Again, Roo, if you've got that in preparation and anticipation of somebody breaking into your home, then you're anticipating, you've armed yourself.
With a bat?
It depends on, yeah.
Gee.
Okay. But isn't that where the grey area, though, of reasonable comes up? Because if I'm in the house, I mean, Roo's got six young children, and there's an invader, and you think, I need to, you know, stop this bloke or somehow protect my children. If you give him a couple of whacks with a baseball bat or something, can we argue the point of what is reasonable and what isn't reasonable, or is it fairly black and white?
You can certainly argue it, and that's why you've got criminal lawyers around to help you. But it depends on the circumstances, Ditz, and very much you're taking the law into your own hands if you prepare yourself with weapons ahead of time.
Right.
Gee.
Sorry, this is a question without notice, so I'm not suggesting you'd be able to answer this, but is there any precedence in this? Can you remember many cases, or have there been any in South Australia where someone has actually been successful in saying, I was just defending my property and my family?
I think there was a matter late last year where a gentleman used a knife when somebody's breaking in through his security door. Not sure of the outcome of that particular matter, but there was certainly a matter late last year.
Yeah, right.
But we've had a couple of matters where people have been have gone to trial. I know one gentleman was found guilty of a lesser offence because, again, he armed himself with a knife, and it was closer to a sword when another gentleman broke into his home. So it's not something that was in that particular case, he armed himself just in case, and that's not what the law is there to do. It's not a just in case situation. You've actually got to defend yourself using reasonable force and proportionate force when the threat arises. You can't arm yourself ahead of time.
I don't want to go on with this thing, but I want to go back to the baseball bat, all right? If someone comes into my house and I've got it sitting there and you give him a couple of whacks on the leg or in the body or something and hurt him but not, you know, kill him, and then you've got him pinned down, can you get in trouble? You can't get in trouble for that, surely.
It depends how many a couple of whacks is, Roo.
Yeah. All right.
Can I just say to anyone, listen, I think we can take from this that Roo has got a baseball bat under his bed. I think
to try and protect yourself in your house. I just can't believe it.
I take that as only a hypothetical only.
There you go. Exactly. Well, good. Thank you.
Hey, Jason, thanks so much for joining us. Thank you.
No worries.
Good on you. Jason Evatt, Senior Associate at Caldecott Lawyers. Roo, this is a bold statement to make. I don't reckon anyone listening this morning would begrudge this bloke.
No.
I doubt anyone's going to ring us
he
up
can't get in trouble
and
for
say,
that.
No, he should go to jail or he's in trouble for this. I reckon any fair-minded person would say he's protected his family.
Well, the bloke was described as muscly as well. He wasn't like a skanky little drug addict or something like that that was in there and shouldn't have been. This bloke was trying to save his family.
Surely this bloke doesn't go to jail or receive a criminal record.
Well, he didn't have a weapon. Or he wasn't organised and had anything wrong, the lawyer just said.
And
so.
I would appeal to anyone listening. What would you do? What's the alternative?
I bet you heaps of people out there, I bet you they have got something organised in the bed. I do have. Because there's so many home invasions now, you've got to be prepared, I think.
Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. AdelaideOval.com.au/football membership.